All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page Peites. The title of the section is Ha'adam b'mahuso, Neshama Torah. So if you remember again, the Mechaber was discussing the idea that we're working still on this three-pronged model of the Baal Shem Tov, of Hachna'ah, Havdalah, and Hamtaka. This idea ultimately, Hachna'ah, which understands as separating the guf, separating the guf from the body, Havdalah, which means instead of just breaking apart an active separation of the two parts, and Havdalah, and excuse me, Hamtaka, which represents a rejoining of the two parts, but this time in an appropriate, mutually beneficial combination. So remember again, yesterday the Mechaber was talking about the idea that this kind, this idea between Hachna'ah and Hamtaka, that Hachna'ah really represents this external split, ultimately again where a person refrains from engaging in negative activity, but that's only part of the battle, because the other part ultimately is separating oneself from the negative emotions, negative feelings, negative drives that emanate from the body as well. That comes from Havdalah, and that's taken care of by Havdalah. That represents a separating of oneself from the internal negative aspects of the guf. And says the Mechaber, that ultimately is an exceptionally difficult process that requires das. So take a look at the next section. Ha'adam b'mahuso neshama tahora. Man in his essence is a pure soul. Hadvarim halalu him shoresh. So what we've spoken about until now represents certain fundamental concepts, but there are many more appendages, many more branches. As it's known, within the heart of man, there are two different drives. Yetzer Tov v'Yetzer Hara. There is a good and glittering page, Peites the middle. There's a Yetzer Tov, there's a good inclination, and there's a Yetzer Hara, a negative inclination. We all understand this. Hayitzarim heim shnayim. The drives of man are fundamentally two. Echad tov ve'echad ra. Aval zos shuma suma alinu lehisponim. Ma ha'adam ba'atzmo. Ha'im hu tov o ra. So here now, the short highlights a fundamental question. We know that man has, you know, it's interesting. We know, actually, Rashi HaKadosh Gemar quotes on the pasuk, v'hatas Hashem lo'kecha v'chal levavecha. So the Gemara says, what does it mean to love Hashem with all of your heart? So the Gemara says, b'shnei yitzrecha, with your yitzer hatov, with your yitzer hara. So we know that man has these two different drives within. The fundamental shayla is, what am I at my core? At my core, am I good? Am I evil? At my core, am I tov? Am I ra? I know I'm comprised of these two parts, what really defines me as a person? And I will say, as you're going to see, this is probably one of the most important questions we have to answer. Because depending how am I good at my core? Am I bad at my core? If I'm good at my core, then by definition, all I really need to do in life is actualize the good that is already within. If I'm bad at my core, then by definition, I have to go ahead and somehow refine the negativity that's within. So look what he writes. Chazal HaKadoshim Alamdim Al Sanu. So Chazal teach us, Sha'adam b'mivne ha'amiti shelo, hu rak tov. Man in his essence is good. Is good. Ein bo ra. He has no evil at his essence, at his core. V'chol hara ha'miskala itzel ha'adam, hu mikoach ha'yitzah hara shenim sebo. So we'll say, amazingly, Chazal say, man at his core is absolutely good, pure good. And the only negativity that he engages in is a result of what causes Yetzer Hara, his negative inclination, which also means that man's identity at his core is good. It's just that man has proclivities, man has desires, man has pushes and pulls that ultimately cause him to do negative things. So I might do bad things, but I'm not a bad person. Therein lies the fundamental distinction. See, he says, Yetzer Hara ba'ofen klali, kimo she'ezkanu, Yetzahara within can be divided up into three parts. Yetzahara ma'asi. There are sometimes where I have a negative inclination that actualizes in negative activities. Yetzahara rikshi. I have yetzahara that manifests itself on the emotional level, that creates bad or negative feelings. The yetzahara machshavti. And there's another part of my yetzahara which ultimately manifests itself in my thought process. So we'll say again, the Yetzer Hara therefore manifests itself in three different ways. in my actions, in my feelings, or in my emotions and in my thoughts. Kishemavinim shehabasis ha'amiti shel ha'adam hu tov. If I believe, when I understand that man at his core is good, v'koach hara shenimtza bo, hu koach chitzoni shemislam b'shalom. And therefore the negativity that often I find within is just ultimately, it's an external layer that sometimes cloaks me. Navin imkin will therefore understand, shemachshavos hatovos shelanu, v'hamachshavos haros hein shel yitzha hara. So also what that tells me is, that the good within, in this case, the good thoughts, that's me. That's me. The negative things, that's part of the Yetzer Hara. And I will say, obviously, again, the Yetzer Hara is part of me as well. But at the end of the day, what we're asking is, what is the core identity of man? And the core identity of man is good. Everything else that's negative, of course, is part of me also. But those are superimposed layers that if I work hard enough, I can remove. If I dig down deep enough, we all find the same thing, which is a beautiful reservoir of tov. This is man. This is man. This is not a Jew, non-Jew thing. This is humanity. It's humanity. He says, "V'ha'argoshos hachiyuvios shelanu, v'ha'argoshos hashelivios hein shel yitzhara." Similarly, the emotions or the feelings that are good, those are ours. The negative ones, that's yitzhara. Hamaasim hatovim hemikochenu. The good that we do in life, that comes from our own koach. Haroim heinam koim shemislabesh ala adam umania osolifa b'tzura she'enenu nechona. The negative actions, those come from man. Those come from a koach that superimposes itself on us, and ultimately prevents us from doing things in an appropriate way. I will say, just so you understand, this happens to be one of the key yisodos, one of the key fundamental ideas in parenting, right? That again, children do negative things. So parents sometimes make the terrible mistake of telling the child, you're a bad child. A child is, God forbid, never bad. But a child may do bad things, but a child is not bad. Well, if the child isn't, why is the child not bad? Child not bad is mechaber because we believe at the person's core, at every human being's core, there's good. Man in his default position is good. Man in his default position is holy. We mess it up as life goes on. There are other external impure layers that superimpose themselves upon us, and we do nothing to fight them off. So that ultimately changes us over time. But even if it changes our feelings, our emotions, our emotional disposition, our actions, it doesn't change the fact that at the core we're good. So I just give you the raya for this, by the way. And all really, you know, we live in such a crazy world. But all you need to look at the following is, you know, if you look at what's happening in the Philippines, Nebuch, as a result of this incredible typhoon, I always thought what's amazing is the number of nations that spring into action. It's quite amazing, right? Australia just authorized millions of dollars in aid. Japan, United States diverted an aircraft carrier. Israel just sent two Boeing 747s filled with doctors and medical supplies. I mean, why? Why? I mean, come on, who was thinking about the Philippines on Thursday? You know, so now suddenly everybody cares about the Philippines. It's an incredible insight into human nature. People are good at their core, and people want to do good at their core. If you dig down deep enough, you will find tov. The complicating thing in life are all of these other layers that superimpose themselves upon us as we go through life. He says, now why is this important for us? He says, last paragraph, page peites. Havana zu, this understanding, he or gadol b'nefesh ha'adam. This is a very important insight into the nefesh of man. Bivo'o lahaschil es avodos ha'ispardos mikoach ha'rasha b'socha. We'll say, remember, what are we trying to do? Ultimately, what's our goal in life? Right? The title of the sefer is Das Atzmacha, Know Yourself. So what are we really trying to do? We're trying to discover the good within. That's our entire, for the last 99 pages, that's what we are trying to do. We're trying to discover, 89 pages. We're trying to understand and discover the good within, because we are confident that if we tap into that good, some way, somehow, that will be a game changer in life. And says the Mechaber, you know what the amazing part is? Kol zman she'adam mezaheh. So our whole goal is to try to just separate out the negativity, to take away the static, and allow the good to be the dominant force. The good is there, but often it's not dominant. We want it to be dominant. He says, Kol zman sha'adam zahar es atzmo kiguf. As long as a person identifies, now, also, this went back to what he's saying in the previous chapter. If you remember again, in the previous paragraph, Mechaber says that part of our greater challenge, our greatest challenge, is how we self-identify. Right? Remember, there are two parts to our makeup. There's a body and a soul, and how you self-identify will determine the entire thrust of your existence. Says the Mechaber, what's the greatest challenge that we encounter? That often many of us self-identify as a guf that houses an neshama, as opposed to a neshama that is cloaked by a guf. He says, Kol zman sha'ada meza es atzmo ki guf. If we identify as a body, here's the problem. Haguf chelko hagodol ra. See, here's the problem with self-identifying as a body. The body, right? It's the body, I will say, in life that gets us into all of our trouble. Right? It's the body. The neshama doesn't get us into trouble. The neshama really is quite a wonderful influence on who and what we are. It's the body that gets us. Now, again, it's not saying physicality is evil. Chas v'shalom, we don't say that. We don't subscribe to that idea. It's not saying the body is terrible and therefore divorce it and become an ascetic. It's not what it's saying. What it's saying, however, is the body does get us into trouble. And therefore, again, if I identify as a body, then ultimately what I'm really identifying with is the dominant force of negativity that is within. He says, "V'im kein, ein lo koach li natik minara, machmas shahani lefi tefisaso shahu guf hura." Now, boss, I hear the Mechaber says something amazing, which we'll have to develop on more tomorrow. Which is, here's the issue: how you self-identify in life is incredibly important. Why? Because that becomes your ani, that becomes your I. Everybody has an I. Everybody has an ani. And that ani becomes my source of identity. If a person identifies primarily with the guf, if you ask a person, what are you at your core? And a person says, I'm a physical being at my core, the body becomes my ani. If the body becomes my ani, then the body also represents the seat of all of those things that often go wrong in life, which means what? Then now my very ani, my very self-identity, my very identification is riddled with ra. And the fundamental problem with that becomes what? My own self-perception. If my own identity is ra, my self-perception becomes ra, then what? Then the ability to make myself into something greater becomes exceptionally difficult. Because the only way I can become something greater in life is if I believe that I have the capacity for greatness. But if I've identified primarily with the guf is the seat of the negative things that happen in life, then by definition, I've impaired my sense of self. If I impair my sense of self, upward life mobility becomes exceptionally difficult. All right, so we'll step over, we'll pick up, top of page tzaddik tomorrow.
So he said you don't believe in a sentence.